Dr. Joshua Baker, the president of Midwestern University. You often hear us talk about that place, those people, the students, the medical professionals, and the patients. But let's talk about the school and the whole program. Dr. Baker, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate you having us here.
I guess congratulations are in order. How long have you been president over there?
Since September 11th, right? A date we'll all kind of be able to easy to hold
infamy.
On to.
Yeah. So September 11th, so you were then trained as a physician, as an optometrist?
As an optometrist, yes, sir. Yep.
I see. Are you still then seeing patients?
I don't see a whole lot of patients. I mean, I would love to. The time constraints don't allow. On occasion I see patients. A lot of my patients are my family.
Well, but that's sort of the challenge, I think, for people in your industry who maybe become a physician and then an opportunity to be an administrator of a medical school. So it's maybe a different skill set, but also a real opportunity to use what you've learned on the way up, I guess.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What have you learned or found at Midwestern University so far in your new role?
Yeah. I mean, I've been here since 2013, so I feel like I know the university really well. I think one of the exciting things that we have right now is to kind of lean into that student-first mentality. We really want to create this environment where every decision we make, everything we think about, we're thinking about how is this impacting the students? How is it making their lives better? How is it improving their success? So we're spending a lot of time thinking about everything we're doing right now, and are we doing the most we can to ensure we're maximizing the student experience, the student success?
How many students go to Midwest?
About 6,500.
Here in the Chicago area?
So about 3,000 to 3,500 here in Chicago, and the rest are in our Arizona or Glendale campus.
So you have two campuses.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And it's then a traditional medical school? It's a campus?
Yep. It's an osteopathic medical school. We're brick-and-mortar programs on both campuses.
Where do the students come from?
All over the country. You know, here in Illinois, we have a lot of Illinois students, but we recruit from across the country. And same in the Arizona, right? We probably get a lot of Southwest students,
right,
but we recruit nationally.
And so the students would be young people who have graduated with a bachelor's degree in some allied medical field, biology, something like that.
Yep.
And now they're going to go to quote-unquote med school?
Yep.
And so what distinguishes Midwestern then from all of the other, from the University of Illinois Med School?
Yeah, I mean, both are great programs. We're an osteopathic medical school versus an allopathic, so DO versus MD. Both of those providers, they take the same boards. They provide wonderful care. The philosophy is a little bit different. And osteopathic medicine is a very holistic look. So it looks at the health of the patient, but also the nutrition of the patient. It's like mind, body, and spirit approach to healthcare.
So if I went to you for some thing that was troubling me, how would the experience be different from a different kind of hospital or medical school?
I mean, I think it would be very familiar, right? You would understand that. I think one of the things we pride ourselves on is taking a lot of time to get to know and understand the patients, their symptoms, their needs, but addressing it holistically, right? It might be medications or it might be a therapy that you need, but it might be also a look at your nutrition and your diet and your lifestyle. They try to take a very holistic look.
So your students are trained in that outlook?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You actually cocked your head. It's like, hell yeah, that's exactly what we're all
yes,
about.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And so then when I go to Midwestern University for care, a student is seeing me. Describe that experience.
So we run a number of clinics, and our clinics have students involved, but you're seen by a provider, right? We have a licensed provider that's there leading the care. But we do use this as an opportunity to teach our students to get them familiar with actual direct patient care. So you're going to be seen. There's going to be students involved in your care. But it's a comprehensive, we believe we're delivering world-class care at our facilities. What we tell people is like, it might take us a little bit longer. We'd like to slow things down because these are new students that are learning. We want to give them the time to explore your case and understand your symptoms.
Well,
so it's a little bit longer.
Satisfy the complaint that a lot of patients have that you see the doctor for about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. If it was a little more protracted, I don't think most people would mind the attention.
No. I mean, it's a pretty special experience.
Yeah, right. And so what are the hot areas then? Where are you gathering more students?
So, I mean, right now, all of our programs, we're recruiting very well, but probably the programs that are in most demand, certainly our medical programs, our dental programs, the PA programs, the veterinary programs are all like They're extremely high demand programs right now.
You have
now.
A veterinary program?
We have a veterinary program in Arizona, and we are building a veterinary program here in Illinois.
Is that unusual for a medical school to have a veterinary program as well?
It's not super common. There's probably 4 or 5, you know, land grant universities in the country that'll have both. But we're pretty excited. This will be the first veterinary program here in the Chicagoland area.
I wonder what the difference is, the profile of a student that wants to take care of humans versus other animals.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for, I'm a bit biased. I think all of our students are pretty special. I get to work very closely with the veterinary students in Arizona. I find them remarkably compassionate and caring.
The veterinary program is as rigorous as the...
It is very challenging. It is a very, and to get in, is like it's a very high demand program.
Yeah, right. I know some, I'm thinking of one really bright young lady who didn't have the grades or the application necessary to get into veterinary school. This was years ago. And we always thought she would have been a great veterinarian, but there were only so many slots.
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, high demand and a very rigorous curriculum. But like I said, we're getting great students. So like, you'd be really proud walking around our campus getting to spend time with these students.
Yeah. On the new business lunch, we're talking a little bit about Midwestern University today with Dr. Joshua Baker, the newly installed president, the 10th president at Midwestern University. How old is the school?
We're actually celebrating our 125th anniversary this year.
No kidding. Just real quick, because we talked off the air and on the air a little bit about the veterinary school that you guys also have. That's relatively new, right?
Yeah, so we're actually in the pre-accreditation stage, so we're building out facilities. We have our founding dean, Dr. Coretta Patterson, who's born and raised here in Chicago. So we're in the development phase right now.
You have a school, though, that's operating in Arizona.
Yes, sir. Yep.
School. So now you're going to have one in Chicago. And are you building a new facility then?
We are. It's actually pretty exciting. So like right now, the largest animal hospital in North America exists in Glendale, Arizona, on our Arizona campus. Until we finish the large animal or the companion animal clinic here in Downers Grove, that will then become the largest animal hospital in North America.
So you'll see cats and dogs and...
Cats and dogs and snakes and lizards and horses and cattle and sheep and anything. We have to expose our students to everything, so we're going to make sure that they have the ability to have those encounters.
I asked you off the air if you'll have any trouble finding patients there, but I just know everybody who has a pet needs pet care, and they're sometimes astonished at two things. One is the care that is now available for our pets. I mean, everything, cancer, dialysis, replaced joints, everything it seems like a human can receive, a pet can receive too.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And it's also expensive.
It is. It's very expensive. And one of the advantages we'll have, right, is we're going to be a teaching hospital like all of our clinics. And as a part of a teaching hospital, our cost is going to be different, right? Not because the care is different. You're going to get world-class care, but we know it's going to take us a little bit longer. And so our costs are usually about half. We're usually half usual and customary charges.
You said one of the popular disciplines at your school is PA, physician's assistant?
Yes, sir.
What does that person do?
So they're like a primary care provider. They'll work alongside physicians, supporting clinics. They work in ER departments. Anywhere you kind of see primary care physicians, you're going to see physician assistants providing direct care to patients.
How long does that program take?
It's about a two-year program.
As opposed to 4 or 6 or 8 or something like that?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Well, that would seem to be attractive. What's the earning potential for a PA?
Very strong. I mean, it's a great career. I think that's why it's so attractive, right? They're providing great care to patients. So these students that want to pursue this, they have the opportunity to provide the care, like to give back to the community, the things that attract them to that profession. They get great compensation, and they can get to that career, you know, a little bit faster.
Yeah, right. And then how difficult is it to get into Midwestern University as a student?
It's pretty challenging, right? Our programs are very successful. Obviously, there's variations based on program. But I would say you want to be a pretty strong student to apply. But we would encourage everybody, you know, to kind of take a look. If you're interested in a healthcare profession, you already know this. Like all healthcare professions have challenging admissions to the graduate programs, and we're no different. But I would encourage them to take a look at our programs.
I wonder what the numbers are for your school. How much, as a capital venture, I wonder how much it's worth or how much money it generates or how big of a deal are you guys?
be interesting to try to quantify that. I mean, we're a very successful program. You know, we think we're providing a unique product that focuses on students. I'd have to kind of come back to you with some kind of specific numbers about, you know, the value of the overall university, but...
Well, I would imagine that veterinary hospital you're building is a huge capital expenditure.
Yes, sir. It's going to be over $280 million investment.
Okay, now we're talking. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what I was just thinking about. I don't know if people have an appreciation for what a big deal Midwestern University is.
Yeah, you know, I think the barrier, you know, in a lot of our programs, dental, optometry, vet, right, the capital investment to get started is a barrier. So just the vet program alone, we're looking at about a $280 million investment to build that animal hospital, to build the academic buildings to support the students and the faculty and the research that we need to do, and our large animal facility.
We just got about a minute left. I wonder if your patients then, the ones that will see these primary care providers with the students, it's a learning opportunity, are you getting them from other providers and for some reason they're migrating to you, or are you providing care to people who maybe don't feel like they have medical care?
So we do a lot of care for underserved populations. You know, it's part of our mission is service. So we feel like we have an obligation to give back to our community. So we do a lot of outreach and community care, a lot of free care for certain populations.
Dental, eye,
everything.
Dermatology.
Across the board.
GI. Yeah. 630 texted in, longtime client of Midwest, love the enthusiasm of the students. I've noticed that too. I've interviewed your students before.
They're great.
There's no distinction almost in the room between them and the physician, at least the ones I've met. Which is not a knock on the physicians. It's just these are young professional adults who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
This person says, eyes and teeth since they opened in Downers Grove. Thank you, Donna, for the note. The website for you guys is?
It is for our clinics. It's mwclinics.com. And for the university is www.midwestern.edu.
Yeah, right. Mwclinics.com, Midwestern?
Yep, mwuclinics.com.
Yeah, and Midwestern... Midwestern.edu as well.
For the website, yep. It's www.midwestern.edu.
Good. Dr. Baker, thanks for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
And congratulations.